So now we go back to Isaiah, the 10th chapter, and verse 33, "Behold, the Lord of hosts, shall lop the bough with terror, and the high ones of stature shall be hewn down, and the haughty shall be humbled. And he shall cut down the thickets of the forest with iron, and Lebanon shall fall by a mighty one." Now that's talking about the fall of Assyria there. And these are the two verses that follow those verses about him going through all these little towns, getting to Jerusalem, right down to Nob, right down to the mountain of the Lord there. And so he said he's going to cut this mighty forest down. He's going to lop the bough. He's going to cut it down. And he'll cut down the thickets of the forest with iron. It's as though here's a field full of mighty trees, and all it's going to be left is just the roots. All it's going to be left is the roots after he's cut it down even with the ground. And as we read then that account in 2 Kings 18 and 19, we see a fuller picture then how that this was brought about. Jerusalem wasn't just sitting down there with their arms folded and saying, "Okay, come get us." Well, they were terrified. And it looked like there was just no stopping of this mighty army, but it did happen. But you can see what a tremendous amount of faith it took, of utter dependence upon God, of absolute belief of what the prophet said. The prophet said it wouldn't happen, and sure enough, it didn't. Now, let's move into the 11th chapter of Isaiah.